a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. We'll call Senate local government to order. Welcome all the committee members and everybody in the audience. It's our first opportunity for a short little organizational meeting. We are privileged to have the prime individuals that historically appear in front of local government to give us a quick little review on what their proposed legislation or ideas or possible defensive plans will be for that. Would ask a little latitude from the committee members. This is the first opportunity I've had to have a microphone as a sitting senator, so I would just not asking for any slack, but I can assure you I'd appreciate it when I do air. With that, we are privileged to have our Secretary Liz on board, as well as Tom, our brains of the outfit from LRC. And if I could, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll for us? Thank you. And just quickly, on just informational purposes, anybody that will be bringing a bill through local government, if they cannot get a hold of myself, Senator Holing certainly will be available. We work very closely together and try to make any accommodations that we can to schedule a very good hearing for your bill. I will take it upon myself to address potential people showing up for this committee that are on the internet, as well as those individuals that will be appearing here, that courtesy mode on your cell phone. If there is a violation of that, Vice Chairman Senator Holing will have it at his discretion, and I will encourage him to confiscate that cell phone and have it go off in Senate chambers, and we'll leave that penalty up to Senator Holing and what that will be. We'll see how that goes. We've been very fortunate so far. Prior to getting started, Michaela is our Senate page for this week. Can you come up and introduce yourself? And we're very appreciative to you showing up and working in your house. We're good. Thank you. We hope you're enjoying yourself. Once we get through our normal procedures, when we actually do have typical Senate bills, we are very fortunate people understand the protocol, and we'll deal with that on when actually it does happen. But we do have several informational briefings from our prime individuals that will be here appearing before us. We do have a schedule of five, and with that, we'll just start right at the top. A quick little presentation from the Secretary of State's office, and I'm not sure if that will be Mr. Secretary or Pat that will be entertaining this. Good morning, Ms. Secretary.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. So a quick little rundown. You've hinted on that about three times in your opening marks there, so I take it the seat is electrified and must stick to that time frame. My name is Jason Gant. I think I know all of you, but Secretary of State and, of course, the prime responsibilities of the office. Number one is elections. That is something that consumes a great deal of the time in the office, but it really only is about a third of the operations of the office. Another third of the office consists of well over 100,000 businesses and types of businesses that file with the office. Of course, any corporation, LLC, farm corporation, anything like that, all files with the Secretary of State's office. And that comprises about another third of the office. And the final third would probably be a mixture of many, many different areas. Notaries, public, trademarks, fictitious business names, lobbyist registration, concealed weapon permits, athletic agents. We now do post-secondary education. So there's a whole wide range of other services that go into the office. But normally when bills are sent to the Senate Local Government Committee, it's regarding elections. So if I could, I would just take a few minutes to talk about some of the highlights of the South Dakota election system. in the primary election last summer, I was a bit disappointed that we only had around a 20% turnout in that primary election. So after that, I wanted to try and encourage people to get registered and then encourage people to ultimately get out there and cast their ballot. Really, the turnout is dependent upon the candidates, the political parties, people going out there and getting people to the polls. In the general election, we were very successful. We had a 69% turnout, which was one of the highest that we've had in our state's history. And part of the new adventures that we undertook over the past couple of years, of course, have been vote centers and electronic poll books. Very happy to report that we did use those systems this past year in 2012. We used it in three different counties in the primary election, and that was Hyde, Potter, and Sully counties. And then for the general election, we used those three counties plus the addition of Yankton County. And having those four counties, it was a wonderful experience for the citizens, because if you remember, with vote centers, you're able to vote anywhere. You're no longer confined to having to vote between this street within your home precinct. You're able to vote anywhere within your county. So we're very pleased with that. I hope Senator Hunoff shares with you some of the stories from Yankton County. That, of course, was our biggest county to utilize the system. The reports I received were very positive. People just loved the fact that they were on their way to work, or they were on their way to get their kids, or they were on their way to do whatever errand, they were able to vote anywhere along the way. So very, very pleased with the turnout there. The next area that we're focusing on this year is a grant that we received last year. It was a competitive grant process, competing against all counties across the country, as well as other Secretary of State's offices with the Department of Defense. And South Dakota and Nebraska, we went together to apply for this grant, and we received about $500,000 $500,000 grant to try and improve our military voting. So I'm very excited for us to be working through that grant. Our hopes and goals are that 2013 we put together some initiatives and plans, and then go out there and visit with the folks at Ellsworth and our military servicemen and women here in the states, and determining how we can help make sure that their votes get cast and get counted. One of the other exciting things we did last fall with our election night reporting, as all of you were on the ballot, you were probably on the Secretary of State's website seeing how the results were coming in. Some of the new additions we added to that was to be able to more personalize that site. So if there were just particular races that you were interested in, you could just select those races, and they would always be at the top of the page, so you didn't have to go in to find those races. And the other area that we did is we added Facebook and Twitter, so that as friends and supporters, or just people who are looking at the results, we're able to share that in the social media area. So we were very pleased with that. We had great reviews with people who used that, so we're definitely going to continue that in the future. One sad note from 2012 is right before the primary election, one of our county auditors in McPherson County, he passed away just a couple weeks before the election. For those of you returning legislators, you remember a couple years ago, we passed a bill that allows the Secretary of State's office to conduct that election if there was an emergency. This obviously was an emergency where there was only a couple weeks before the election. So my office went to McPherson County, and we conducted that election for them. The other initiative that is rolling out right now is a new system called Total Vote. When I took office, we had about, I suppose, six or so different computer systems that ran our election system. And my goal was to put that into one system where it would make it more efficient and more user-friendly. And we've been able to do that. This system encompasses really everything with our elections, everything from voter registration to creating a ballot to determining your precincts to canvassing to everything. The whole gamut of the election process. We're really excited about that process. My favorite part of the system is the ability for cities and schools that they have the option if they want. There's no cost and there's no forcing them or anything, but if they want to use the system, then they can be able to better assist military servicemen and women, because if you remember, for our servicemen and women who live overseas, they're able to receive their ballots electronically. Well, in the past, during a city or school election, they weren't able to use that system. So now with this new system that I've called Total Vote, we're able to offer that service. So for the servicemen and women who are overseas, of course, the timeline to get a ballot is very long. With this new system, we're able to provide another benefit to try and help and ensure that as many people possible are able to vote as they can. So those have been some of the highlights over the past year or so with the Secretary of State's office. We're always excited to hear new ideas and take suggestions for any other ways that we can improve our election process. You all have gone through campaigns, you've experienced the election process, so if anything comes up or you have questions about the process or any ideas, please don't hesitate to let us know. We're happy to work on those ideas. I did want to make one introduction. I probably should have done it first. Pat Miller is sitting here in the front row. She is my deputy secretary, and her and I will be up here working on any legislation that may come before the committee. So with that, Mr. Chairman, looking forward to coming up here with any bills that might be around.
Secretary Gant, thank you. From committee, is there any questions or attacks you'd like to present to the Secretary? If not, thank you, Secretary Gant. And publicly, I certainly do want to compliment and commend you on your selection of your Chief Deputy, Pat Miller. Solid move for the great state of South Dakota. Thank you. Next, we do have a quick little briefing from the South Dakota Municipal League. I believe we do have Yvonne Taylor. Good morning, Yvonne. Ms. Taylor, thank you. And prior to turn over to the committee questions, if there are any, I do want to preface this honorable statement that you were brief, and I would hope that the following presenters, primarily in the form of Dick Howard, would actually take that briefness seriously. Any questions for Ms. Taylor? Yvonne, thank you very much. Next, South Dakota County Commissioners. Mr. Wilcox, good morning. Mr. Wilcox, thank you. Committee members, any questions for Mr. Wilcox? Seeing none, next we do have South Dakota County officials. And good morning to you.
My name is Roger Tellinghusen. I am a lobbyist on behalf of the South Dakota Association of County Officials. In my real life, I'm an attorney in Rapid City. Had the pleasure of working with the County Officials Association for the last couple of years. And like Mr. Wilcox, my right-hand person in this position as a lobbyist is Chris Jacobson also, from the County Commissioner's Office. Chris is a go-to person if you have questions about specific matters involving registers of deeds, treasurers, or auditors, which are the three offices that comprise the South Dakota Association of County Officials. We will have four bills this year. They're going to be started as House bills, but we fully hope that they'll ultimately end up over in the Senate and will no doubt be assigned to this committee. I've had an opportunity to visit with some of you about the nature of those bills, and I hope that you will find that they are really very non-controversial and at the risk of jinxing the bills, very simple bills. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would just stand by for any questions and encourage any members of the committee that if you have questions about bills that you believe may somehow touch upon the duties of the treasurers, auditors, or registers of deeds, that you would feel that we're more than willing to try and answer any questions that you might have or do any research or locate any information you may need. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any committee questions? Seeing none, next we do have a quick, short briefing from South Dakota's towns and townships.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard, and I represent the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. And, I mean, I don't know why you keep saying that I have to keep it short. You still have 43 minutes here. But I will keep it short. Townships were first created back by Congress in 1785 as units of measurement. There's 6 square miles. 6 miles each direction, 36 square miles. Each section line, every mile, was set up with a right-of-way for a highway, and a lot of them would still have section line roads that are being used. There's a map attached which shows we have 919 townships. The townships are represented by little squares or rectangles. Those that are colored purple are those that are members of our association. In the other parts of the state where there are no little boxes, the townships in those counties have been disorganized, unorganized, and so the county is responsible for all the township activities within those townships. The main responsibility of townships is roads and bridges. Townships have about 31,000 miles of road, of which 7,000 is primitive, unimproved, or just they've been graded a little bit in our dirt roads. 24,000 miles are gravel, and townships have a total of 7 miles of concrete road. So, by and large, it's gravel roads. The roads, I mean, they're important. They serve a function. They contribute to rural economic development and quality of life. They serve as farm-to-market roads and farm-to-field roads, access for hunting and fishing. They serve as school bus routes, mail routes, and so they do have a need. Townships operate on fairly small budgets. Like I said, there are 919 of them. A year ago, their total revenue was $28 million. About half of that comes from the motor vehicle registration fees, and the other half mainly comes from property tax. There are some other little revenue sources. Their expenditures, were 81% on roads and bridges directly. The other activity that some townships do is rural fire protection. So they have small expenditures for rural fire protection. And the property tax, last year, township share of the total property tax was 1.64%. The average mill levy for the townships is 81 cents per thousand. There are allowed a maximum of $3. Since the tax freeze came on a few years ago, there have been 730 opt-outs. Only 14 of those have been referred to a vote, and out of those 14, 9 passed and 5 were defeated. So when a township opts out, the average opt-out has been about $10,000, which is enough to do a specific project. The South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships was created in 1981, and in 1987 they changed the makeup a little bit and made it the Association of Towns and Townships. We do have membership of a few of the small unincorporated towns, and our office is located in Huron. It's staffed by an executive director and a part-time secretary. Our current executive director's name is Diane Worrell. She'll be over here sometimes. Our legislative process is developed similar to the counties. At our annual meeting, our membership adopts resolutions that spell out the issues that they want us to bring forward as legislation. I've served now, this will be my fifth year as the registered lobbyist for the association. It's governed by a 13-member board. And any questions?
Mr. Howard, I am totally impressed with your briefing. And I say that in all fun. I've had the opportunity to serve in local government for a number of years. Any committee questions of Mr. Howard? Dick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do want to just quickly remind this committee that if at any time you have a guest that shows up during our committee, please take that opportunity to introduce them. They come to their house, and any recognition and appreciation that we can show to a business person, a constituent of yours, or some school children, I think it's very significant, and I certainly would appreciate recognizing them. Also, even though our audience right now certainly is impacted to the hilt, I do want to remind this committee that this committee will show nothing but courtesy and respect to anybody out in the audience, and I can assure you we're going to appreciate that same level of courtesy coming back to us as well. I believe I'm kind of completed. Liz, you have anything to add?
No.
Tom? Senator Holine?
Thank you, Senator. I'd just like to congratulate you. You moved up to the better house, and you did a good job. Brought your A game today.
Thank you. And we do have, legislatively, we do have Monday off. So far, any activity for local government it certainly will enhance the end of the week. But the good news is we will not be meeting until next Wednesday. Anything else to come before this committee? If not, I'd entertain a motion from Senator Lederman to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Teason. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.